Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking Passport 411 tips.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of Travel Tuesday from Millennial Money. How's it going today?
It's going well today.
So did you know that there is that September is actually Passport Awareness Month?
I did not.
You didn't know it up until we actually researched and said, hey, it's Passport Awareness Month here in September.
Right. Now I know it is Passport Awareness Month, which is very important.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's Passport Awareness Month in September because you're gearing up towards the end of the year. You need yours renewed, that kind of stuff like that. So, but we have some nice tips here on, what you need to do, what you need to look at with your passport. There's all kinds of different things, especially, so many things have happened in the last few months regarding storms and earthquakes and disasters and things like that. So this is a good thing, don't you think?
Yeah, let alone if you got married this year, or ladies, if you changed your name, make sure you get your passport updated before you decide to go on that, international trip. So lots of reasons to just pull out your passport and especially check out that date that it expires, because we often forget, it just kind of goes in a drawer, and then when we need to plan a trip, we look at it and we go, oh crap.
Yeah, well, and also too that There's a lot of impending changes coming up in the next year as well, too, with your passport. So we're going to cover a few different things, you know, whether you're renewing your passport or what to do if you get it lost or stolen or damaged, especially in a natural disaster or something like that. So a passport is actually good for 10 years. However, this is an important thing, too, and especially as things sort of shift, you know, possibly politically, too, about travel in other countries, how we have maybe not allowed other countries to come here. You know, you really have to pay attention to things that your passport, if it's less than 6 months, is invalid in many different countries, including Brazil, Israel, Singapore. There's several other ones. It's not just, you know, typical countries you might think about. So you really want to make sure if you're traveling to wherever country you're going, no matter what, just in case, if your passport is less than 6 months from expiring, it may not be valid in that country.
Yeah. And, you know, I think just because you might be traveling to a different country doesn't mean you should run the risk of being able to sneak in under that 6 month window. I think pretty much you should just not travel internationally if your passport's going to expire in 6 months.
Yeah. I mean, even if you're, you know, doing for business and stuff, you may want to really pay attention, because I just listed off three countries, which are pretty big countries that people travel to a lot. But there's all kinds of on the list that I actually had. It was like, oh, okay, that's a significant amount of countries that, you know, don't allow you to come into the country if your passport is less than 6 months from expiring. So if you do notice too, you know, and if your trip is coming up, you know, it could take 4 to 6 weeks to actually renew your passport. And an expediter one could take around 3 weeks, but that costs you another $60 too.
Yeah, so basically you pay more for the closer you are to your trip.
Right. So that's why it doesn't, you know, hurt to just always kind of be aware. If you travel internationally a lot, or even if it's every few years, like, just pay attention and go, okay, when is mine due? And, you know, and we did that last year, wasn't it? We renewed ours and we're just made sure that, you know, the year before we did it, like, we're like, oh, you know, we want to make sure it's done ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, I had to renew mine twice because
right.
I had a name change.
Which is important to think about, right?
Right.
I mean, because you want to make sure you're thinking of those things, whether you get married or you have different, you know, life changes and stuff like that. The other thing, too, to think about, that if you've had significant changes to your look, whether you lost weight, whether you unfortunately gained weight, whether you lost your hair like some people I know, you know, whatever the case is, your passport could be invalid. You could get there and go, I'm sorry, this doesn't look like you. And especially in today's climate of the, you know, going through security at an airport, why would you risk that?
Yeah, I don't think you think about that. I mean, I'm really saddened because I loved my very first passport picture and I sort of wanted to hang on to it for the rest of my life, but alas, I couldn't do that. So
yeah,
I'm a little saddened.
I needed to actually change mine for a while. So it's like, oh wow, that's that, you know, I mean, 10 years is actually a long time. It's cool that we don't have to, you know, keep renewing it, you know, every couple years or something like that. But I think 10 years, no matter who we are, could you go, okay, well, that, you know, you've changed, you know, in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You know, especially depending on what time frame of your ages and
right.
stuff. So
I just wanted to hang on to the 18-year-old picture of me.
Right. But
that looks really nice.
But that is an important thing, because why would you, you know, take a risk, or you don't want to take a risk, you know, actually just getting to the airport and going, you know, or sometimes, you know, it could, you know, you could get through customs here and then, or, you know, get to the airport
right,
here
and then
get there to another country and go, I'm sorry, this doesn't look like you. So
right, which is pretty much the worst thing that can happen
right,
to you.
Right. So you know, just make sure that, you know, if you look a little bit different, you know, if you've gotten a little bit older, you know, maybe change that picture out too. And also too, a lot of times we'll go on to that. We have another thing about pictures as well in that. But one of the things that's coming up that we're going to talk about, we'll do another podcast about this, is the Real ID Act. And that's been getting a lot of press.
What is that?
Well, we'll get into it more, but essentially what it is that you'll be able to travel without your passport, supposedly, and use either a real ID or your driver's license. But and you could do that now in some states. So it's just this whole thing that is coming in 2018, actually. It's supposed to be effective in 2018, so we'll go over that more. If you have any questions about that, if you had any, you know, if you've seen that in the news and you want us to answer more questions, that send us a note, and we're definitely going to do that probably towards the end of the year, beginning of next year, about the Real ID Act, which is a big thing these days. But another thing that we really want to think about, especially with, you know, like I said, earthquakes and hurricanes and whatever, you know, comes about that you travel around the country, what if you lose or damage your passport?
Yeah, and that's certainly something I think a lot of people, very real this year, that you've had to deal with. Or, you know, maybe you just moved and you've lost your passport. I mean, that could happen very easily. I know that I've misplaced my passport before, but luckily had to find it. Now we have just one spot where we know all the passports and social security cards and all that good stuff is sort of hidden and tucked away, so no one could find it if they were in our house, but we know where it is. But if you've had any water damage to your passport at all, you need to know that your passport is actually invalid. So even if it looks like it still could be salvageable, it's not going to be a valid passport. And you're going to need to go and apply in person to an acceptance facility or a passport agency, depending on what you have in your own particular city.
And I think that also, too, means like if for some reason, although passports, I think, are pretty sturdy, even if it's, you know, you ripped it or
yes.
something, you know, something looks, different.
Right. And don't tear out a page. Don't like tear out a page after you visit someplace thinking you want to like frame that stamp, right? It needs to be completely intact, or they're going to consider it a damaged passport. And again, it's going to suck if you get right up to, you know, trying to get on a plane and your passport isn't accepted. But if it is damaged, there are some steps you need to take. You actually need to get a signed statement about the damage. So how did this damage happen to your passport? You've got to fill out a form. It's called DS-11, and it's the application for the U.S. passport. You can actually find it on the U.S. passport website,
which we'll have links to that
too. Yeah, it's very easy to fill out those forms. I've filled out forms online as well, so they make it really easy for you. You're also going to need your birth or your naturalization certificate, a present ID, and a photocopy of that ID. And new passport photos, of course, and you're going to have to pay a fee. So it's basically like going through the whole passport process over again, but now you actually have to certify why your passport was damaged.
Yeah, explain why, what happened and everything.
Right. So. And if it's lost, you've still got to go through a few things too, but you have to fill out a different form. This one's the DS-64, and it's just a statement regarding a lost or stolen passport. And then all the other things you need to do with a damaged one. So if you've lost or damaged your passport, just know you've got to go through a few steps. And you got to go through all of the steps, check them all off before you can actually have your passport reissued. So I've actually had friends who had a lost passport and they missed one of the steps, sent everything in.
Yeah.
And then it had been months before they heard anything back. When they called the passport agency, they're like, oh,
denied, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah. This is not, you know, you don't have anything. And they were like, well, why didn't you tell me? And passport agency is like, hey, we're a government agency. We don't got to tell you anything. We'll tell you when we have time to tell you. So basically they had to go through the whole process all over again.
And it's the same that we'll cover in a little bit in a few minutes, but also if you take a bad picture, take the wrong picture,
yes.
They will deny that as well too. So
yeah. Do you think they deny pictures like, oh, this person does not look good in this picture?
Probably not. Cause I think I've seen a lot of, but okay. That's not so the best. Although I think passport pictures a lot of times are better than, are always better than
no,
driver's license pictures.
I admittedly went to three different places to take passport photos before I realized like, okay, fine. This is just how I look. I was not very happy about
right,
that.
Right. But at least the driver's license, they surprise you and then that's it. At least you can
right.
choose, different pictures, places you could actually take pictures and stuff like that. But what if people are listening to this podcast right now and go, oh, holy crap, I gotta, and they urgently need to, change their passport. What are they going to do?
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Freak out first.
Well, yeah.
Number two, if you're traveling in 2 weeks or less, or you need a foreign visa in 4 weeks or less, you can actually make an expedited appointment at a passport agency. Just know it's going to, again, cost you more money, but you will need your birth or naturalization certificate. And heck, I just bring everything along with me, my birth certificate, my IDs, my social security card. Like, I would just bring the whole kit and caboodle because you don't want to get there for, you know, an expedited appointment and then not have what you need. And in a lot of cities, the passport agencies, you have to travel quite a while to get to them. I mean, in LA, we're lucky. We have, you know, some passport agencies near us, but for a lot of people who live in smaller cities.
Yeah. But even then, like a lot of post offices, even here, don't even do it as much as they did. They used to do and stuff. So yeah
you
so
pretty much have to go to a federal building.
Yeah. So let alone if you're, you know, live in a smaller area or whatever, you know, that it's harder to get to and stuff like that. So
the moral of the story is think ahead unless you get in a situation where, you know, you just have 2 weeks or less and you know, something comes up and you have to go. It's just time is of the essence. So you can't drag your feet, you know, if you have a short time span.
Yeah. But there's also some things that we're going to talk about right now is important. So we're not just saying like, oh, okay, well maybe my passport is expiring in a year or two and something like that. Well, if you're really thinking about, you know, or you're planning or you already have plans to travel in the next year or so, there's some really big things why you need to and why this is important specifically this year that you actually need to, you know, change out your passport. So due to travel legislation that happened in 2007, which was 10 years ago, the Department of State issued 18 million passports that year, meaning that those passports are expiring next year. And according to the Department of State, there's already an increased demand for passport renewals this year. So in 2017, they've already had a huge influx of people. So if your passport is expiring, you know, this year or next year, or you're going to renew it, I'll just renew it next year. Well, guess what? You might be now standing in a longer line there to actually renew your passport.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know it's not fun to like pay extra money just to, hey, this month we're going to renew our passports. But, you know, thinking ahead will save you kind of that panic and rush that, you know, you get into when you get in a situation of you want to go travel somewhere and then you realize your passport is expiring or has expired, even worse. You know, and sometimes people now are making plane reservations or hotel reservations or even Airbnb where you can't get refunded your money once you've put it up. So, you know, it's just taking a few extra minutes to like look at some of these things and like hopefully this podcast is kind of jogging your memory of going, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, I should look at that to be ready. Well, so you can also jump on that trip.
And I also think that's a significant, number of like, oh, wow, that's a lot of people that if their passports are expiring and they're already having sort of a backlog this year, then what's going to happen, you know, next year too and stuff. So,
right.
You know, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, stuck in that. So I'm glad we redid ours, although mine was expired.
Yeah, we didn't really have a choice.
Good. So that was good. So anyway, so to really also sum up again, we have, you know, there's a few tips here that you really need to, you know, follow when you're thinking about and you need to renew your passport. And the first one is, see if you're actually eligible to renew yours by mail, which is totally the fastest way. And, you know, and we'll have a link to this of see like what you're eligible and where you can do this. You know, that is for sure the fastest way. But there's also a couple other ways that I thought was actually really interesting.
Yeah, you can check out and see if your city is hosting a special passport acceptance fair. That sounds fancy. New events are added each Monday, but you'll need, again, bring the whole load of all your documents so you're prepared. But these special fairs will allow you to, you know, go to someplace maybe that's more convenient to, you know, deal with these issues.
And I think that's probably because a lot of, you know, post offices or whatnot have not been able to, or they've stopped doing passport.
They can barely do mail.
They can, right. So I think that's interesting that they have these, and each Monday they add new events, so you could actually check that out. We'll have the link to this too. So yeah, and you could find all the documents through the links that we'll have as well. And just go to that fair with all those documents that you will need as well too, and stuff like that. One of the things, you know, we talked about, you know, pictures and stuff like that. So yeah, if your picture does not look like you, or if you are wearing something weird in your picture, I think most places when you go take a passport picture, they will say stuff to you. But as of 2016, which I did not know this, a passport is not valid if you're wearing glasses.
Yeah, I do know this because my dad is blind as a bat without wearing his contacts, and he'd wore his glasses thinking that he needed to wear his glasses for his passport, and then they told him to take off his glasses, and then he couldn't see anything. So just know if you're wearing glasses, yes, you're going to have to remove them for whatever reason. I think it's the glare with the picture. So they can't see your eyes as well.
Well, and it's also too. These days, you just also never know. It could be a doctored, you know, passport, someone trying to look different, or whatever. Right. Whatever the case is, you know.
Right, right.
So you know, who knows? But yeah, I think it also could be a glare thing. But just like, you know, how many times, like if I'm wearing a hat, I get it half the time. Take off your hat. Other time, don't take off your hat. And sometimes I'll take it off my hat. They're like, oh, you don't need to take it off. I'm like,
right.
I'm like, I don't know what you want, people. So I think they would just want you to look exactly like you, you know.
Right.
So, you know, so we'll also have a little bit more, you know, tips on actually how to other things that you may make sure that you're taking the right kind of picture, the right size. It's really important. So we'll go into that more on the website. So if you really need that, go to our website, check it out, and we'll have links to all this stuff. But basically, as we said before, an invalid picture will deny your passport. So if you put all your paperwork in and all that stuff in, just like Shauna said, that, you know, they can deny it.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's so easy nowadays. There's so many places you can go where it says passport photos. You can't use your own photo, so
no.
You cannot do a selfie,
you cannot take selfie
and use the photo. So just spare yourself the, you know, wasted effort there. Go to a CVS or a pharmacy or even some of the mailbox places do passport photos. I think FedEx, Kinko's does. What are they called now? FedEx? I think they're FedEx. Yeah. It used to be Kinko's.
Yeah.
Go to any place that says passport photos. You know, I think you paid
10 or 12 bucks or something like that. And, you know, just get the official ones taken. So you know that you're not going to be denied for that.
Facial recognition with your new iPhone is not
going to work.
Maybe that's coming down the road, you know, but right now we actually can't do that. You actually have to have an official good picture. And again,
good in air quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to make that you can't control, but you at least have to have the right way. But you want to make sure, why would you waste your time putting all this together, and it's the wrong kind of photo that they won't accept. And then, like you said, a lot of times they won't even get back to you, say, nope, you know.
Right, exactly. So just take a little extra time, you know, do these steps, get prepared before, you know, you want to jump on that awesome deal to Iceland or Germany or Mexico or wherever you're going. Tahiti.
Yes.
Do they do passports in Tahiti? I don't know.
In Brazil. If you're going to Brazil, hey, oh my God, my passport is less than 6 months.
Right.
I got to get it now.
It's basically anywhere that you're traveling outside of the country you live in, you know, make sure that you take these steps so that you'll be, you know, good to go and be able to hop on that awesome deal.